I'm Bethany Conway. Welcome to Courage to Live in Your Trueness podcast, where we talk about the real and raw process of staying true to who we are in everyday life. Learning to find joy, hope, and peace in the midst of it all. Hey friends, thanks for joining me for today's podcast. Wow, we are starting off the holiday season. Today is Thanksgiving, and I just want to say a huge shout out and say happy Thanksgiving to all my listeners. I just so appreciate you, and what a day and a reminder to be grateful and present and to count all the numerous blessings that we have in our life. I tell you, they are probably more numerous than we can even think or imagine. If we were just to pause momentarily and just think about even the simple things in our life that are truly blessings, we have so much to be grateful for and so much to be thankful for. So today, I just want to talk about, as we head into this season, here we go, friends. Hang on to your coats. Here we go. Embrace the holiday season, right? Oh my gosh. This last week, I heard an awesome podcast interview with one of my favorite authors, and I know you've heard me talk about this book. It's called Boundaries by Dr. John Townsend and Dr. Henry Cloud. Well, Dr. Townsend was on an interview podcast with Rachel Cruz this last week, and they were talking about boundaries as you head into the holiday season. And it was such a good reminder about setting your intentions as you go into the holidays. And I know that several years ago, back-to-back holiday seasons for a few years, actually maybe several years in a row, the holidays became extremely stressful for me, and they just were more anxiety-driven, more exhausting, more frustrating, and I actually started dreading the holidays. And it was such a weird feeling for me and so uncomfortable because I had grown up as a child with amazing memories, amazing Christmas traditions, and amazing family time. And here I was as a mom with small children, married and working a few part-time jobs, and we were struggling to make ends meet. And we had, as you know, as you're married, you start to figure out, well, whose house are you going to go to for this holiday, and whose house are you going to go to for that holiday? And when you're an early married couple, you're kind of cramming it all in and figuring it all out. And sometimes you're doing all of these holidays and all of these celebrations in one 24-hour period on Thanksgiving and one 24-hour period on Christmas. And then every weekend is crammed with parties. And it almost got to the place that it was out of control. And I didn't enjoy them anymore. And I found myself kind of dreading the holiday season. And that was not a fun place because I was like, what the heck is going on? I do not want to dread Christmas. I do not want to dread Thanksgiving. I do not want to dread coming into the new year. These are supposed to be some of the most joyous times of the year where you get to be with family and friends and celebrate and give and be generous and be grateful and be filled with joy and merry. But it wasn't happening. And it took some really major stressful moments in our family and in my married life to work out those kinks and work through that process. And it caused my husband and I to have to sit down and think, how are we going to do this better? And even have connections with our family, how are we going to do this better? And it was a little sometimes uncomfortable because we had to put boundaries in our life. And so as I was listening to this podcast interview earlier this week, it reminded me of my process where as I had to set boundaries in my life as I came into the holidays, my husband and I had to figure that out. And we had to start asking ourselves, as we kept facing these stressful situations and exhausting holiday season, how can we set out to make our holiday season successful emotionally, spiritually, physically, all of those things so that when we come to January 2nd in the next year, we can look back over the previous 60 days, 30 days, and feel peace and feel joy and feel the excitement and feel the emotions that, and cherish those memories and moments instead of feeling, holy crap, we just survived the holidays. Thank God they're done. I didn't want to do that anymore. And so we became intentional about working backwards, so to speak. So when we get to January 2nd, what are the things that we want to say we accomplished and did well for our family? When we get to January 2nd, we want to be able to celebrate and say, that was so much fun. I can't wait until the next family gathering. That was so much fun. I can't wait until next year's Thanksgiving. That was so much fun. I can't wait. Just the joy and the memories that we created were so many. They were treasured, to be treasured. And let's do it again. Instead of like, we cannot get together at the next family. How do we avoid the next family gathering? How do we push that aside? I don't want to even think about it. No, we wanted to tap into that joy. We wanted to tap into that peace. So that means that my husband and I had to start asking questions and start talking with our family about how are we going to do Thanksgiving so we can't cram in two full family Thanksgivings into Thanksgiving Day. Holy smokes. That's a lot of food for your bellies, first and foremost. And you want to be able to enjoy the time and the energy that family puts into those meals. Because let me tell you, turkey takes at least 3 hours to cook, especially if it's over 20 pounds, right? So you want to be able to enjoy and savor those moments. You want to be able to enjoy that piece of pumpkin pie and that piece of cherry pecan pie or all those different recipes that your family cooks and the cornbread casserole and the mashed potatoes and the sweet potato casserole. You want to be able to enjoy those things. So we had to say, okay, what works best for our family? So we ended up rotating Thanksgivings. So 1 year we're at my parents and the next year at my husband's parents. And the year that we're at my parents for Thanksgiving, we do cookie day on Saturday with my husband's family. And so we've learned to figure out how can we space out the joy? How can we space out the celebration so that there's enough time to feel rested, to be present? And it even does wonders for your children's energy and their attitudes. We're not trying to cram in all of these connections into one day. We have spread them out over Thanksgiving, over a few days, and you get to enjoy and be present with every family member. Same with Christmas. Oh my gosh, it can be overwhelming to think about budgets. It can be overwhelming to think about Christmas shopping. It can be overwhelming to think about all the people that you want to give and be generous with and bless. It can be overwhelming to think about wrapping presents and stocking stuffers and food and how are we going to celebrate and whose house are we going to and how are we traveling? Are we flying? Are we driving? But with our family, it meant that we needed to start budgeting even financially earlier in the year. So that we didn't have to do credit cards, that we didn't have to overextend our budget when we got to the holidays. We had money set aside and budgeted for each child, for each family member, for each family gathering that we were going to, that we knew that was in our budget and that's where we were going to stay. Holy crap, just doing that simple thing of budgeting can relieve a lot of the holiday stress. That's probably a big stressor for a lot of people. So having boundaries with your finances, having boundaries with your time. So then as we got to closer to Christmas, okay, so if we want to be healthy and whole and have peace, oh my goodness, peace, like we've talked about, peace and joy, peace and joy, peace and joy. If we want peace and joy in the holidays, that means that, okay, I might have to do my Christmas shopping a little earlier. That means I need to block time to wrap presents, not the night before Christmas. That means I might need to block some time a couple weeks before or do it a few gifts every single night or every other day. That means that I need to make a list of who's getting what. That means I need to adhere to the budget. That means that I'm scheduling time to block wrapping presents, preparing, maybe even doing my Christmas shopping for meals and things like that earlier, not again, the night before. So that means boundaries with your time. That means maybe you don't go to every flipping Christmas party you're invited to, right? as joyful as they are, you have to ask yourself, what is the best use of your time? Where are you most needed? Where do you need to make sure that you're well rested and not just running to and fro and hustling and bustling with no purposeful intention? So then for us, Nathan and I, as we got to Christmas and Christmas Eve, we started doing Christmas Eve with our girls, like opening presents the night before. And it was really, it's been really exciting. It was different because I was always used to opening Christmas presents on Christmas Day. But when we get to Christmas Day, then we're going to my parents. And then a few days later, we're going to Nathan's parents. And so we're like, well, how can we stretch this out again over a few days? And let me tell you, Christmas Day is just a day. And it's not to minimize the celebration, but Christmas is in our hearts, right? We celebrate Christmas in our hearts. So it doesn't have to happen on the 25th. It can happen on the 23rd, the 19th, the 27th, the 30th. And for some families, they probably celebrate into January. And that's okay, right? As we figure out what is best for our families, for our time, for our budgeting, for our schedules, for our sanity, so that we remain in that place of peace and love and joy in the holiday season, it's worth those conversations. So we celebrate with our girls on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. We get together, we take our time waking up and doing breakfast at our house, and then we go over to my family's. And then the next day or 2 days later, we go over to Nathan's family, and it has created this space and stretched out the Christmas season and the Thanksgiving season and the holiday season. It has stretched it out so that it has allowed us to be more emotionally present with family, with friends, to be just right in the moment so that you're not exhausted, so that your belly isn't so stretched with food that you can't even enjoy the next piece of turkey or the next piece of pie or the next amazing food casserole that somebody in the family makes. So I loved that podcast reminder from the Boundaries book and from Dr. Townsend. Such a great reminder. And today, I just want this to be a challenge for you. This podcast, what is my challenge? It would be to become intentional as we enter into the holiday season, to be intentional with your boundaries, to be intentional with your budget, to be intentional with your schedules and what you're going to do. So if you're going to remain in that place of peace, love, and joy in the holiday season, what do we need to do? What boundaries do we need to have in place so that we can come into January 2nd and still be in that place of love, peace, and joy? Friends, it is so worth it to prioritize your time, to look at your schedules, to do basic budgeting, right? You don't have to rack up credit cards. You don't have to go into debt. It is, again, one day of the year that what is more valuable than a gift? I tell you, I don't even remember all the gifts that I've ever received over my lifetime. But what I do remember is the time and the connections with friends and family. You don't have to go crazy off the deep end in the holiday season. Keep it simple. Put those boundaries in place so that you are bringing the best of who you are to every holiday celebration, that your family is getting the best of who you are in every connection moment, that your family is getting the best of who you are at every meal. Yes, where can you be generous? Be generous in your time. Be generous in your schedules. But that means in order to do that, you put those boundaries in so that all of you gets to be present in those holiday moments. My friends, it is so worth it. And for me, it has brought an overabundance of joy, an overabundance of generosity, an overabundance of just this desire to be with family and friends in the holiday season because I put those boundaries in place where I had lost the joy and I had lost the excitement and I had lost my peace. I gained it back when I put those boundaries in my life. It's worth the conversation with family. Sure, maybe it might not be an exciting conversation that your parents want to hear or your aunts and uncles want to hear or your sisters and brothers want to hear. But you know what? It's your boundaries. It's your life. And we have to have sometimes those difficult conversations so that we can stay in that place of peace and stay in that place of love and joy. Today, my friends, I challenge you and your family and you and your spouse and your significant others to be intentional this holiday season. Be intentional with your boundaries so that we can live in that place of love, peace, and joy all the holiday season. Today, happy Thanksgiving. We are headed into this holiday filled with gratitude and thanksgiving. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for all my listeners. So I just want to say thank you for listening. And until next time, have an absolutely wonderful day.